Welcome to The Ride, Life, Work, and Wealth Podcast, brought to you by Green Private Wealth, a trade name of Harborfront Wealth Management. We're here to give you tips and strategies to help you get ahead and have your money start working smarter for you. We don't just help people plan for a secure tomorrow, we help you plan for a better today. Let's get to it.
All right, welcome everyone. My name is Brad Winlaw, and I'm here with Dave Harris today. We're both certified financial planners with Green Private Wealth. Today, we want to spend some time and go over the benefits of working with a certified financial planner. So what is a CFP? CFP is a certified financial planner, and it's the most widely recognized financial planning designation in Canada and throughout the world, and is considered the gold standard for the profession. CFP professionals have demonstrated the knowledge, skills, experience, and ethics to examine their clients' entire financial picture at the highest level of complexity required of the profession, and work with their clients to build a financial plan so that they can live their life confidently. In Canada, we are regulated by FP Canada. So to find a CFP, go to the search engine at fpcanada.ca. A CFP professional helps to fill the gap between investment, tax, and insurance advice that are often offered by different individuals. A CFP can bring all this advice together in a holistic financial plan. A financial planner will help you answer questions such as, am I saving enough? Can I retire soon? Will my retirement funds cover my retirement lifestyle? Can I leave an inheritance to my loved ones? How much should I contribute to my RSP? Do I need life insurance? So Dave, you were just discussing with me the other day about a report that came out from FP Canada. Can you share with us some of the information you learned?
Yeah, I sure can, Brad. It was in 2022, I believe, that FP Canada commissioned a survey of Canadian investors. There's around 3,000 people that they interviewed, and Ledger, which is a well-known survey company, performed the survey. And the results were, not surprising for a financial planner, but I think from an individual perspective might be a bit surprising. Only 4% of Canadians actually worked with a financial planner, such as a CFP professional or a qualified associate financial planner professional. However, four times as many work with a financial advisor, 16%, and twice as many work with an investment advisor. So I think there's a misconception about what kinds of services you get from financial advisors and investment advisors because the industry has been kind of poorly regulated over time. One thing that was clear from the survey, though, was that higher incomers were more likely to use a certified financial planner. And when you look at those who work with a financial planner, they typically are 55 plus and earning at least $75,000 per year. And nearly 4 in 10 respondents stated that money worried them the most compared to health, work, and relationships, which may be kind of surprising. But we see it, in divorce statistics and that sort of thing as well, that financial stress is one of the leading causes of divorce. And so we know that financial health and a good financial plan is key to keeping couples together and to keeping people happy. And one of the other interesting stats that came out of this, 32% of the respondents stated that saving enough for retirement was their biggest stressor. But when they were asked what would reduce their financial stress, almost 50% said saving more would help them most, and only 26% felt that having a financial plan would help. So it's kind of like saying, hey, I want to lose weight because that's really important, but I don't really want to get any help with that. So, you can think about doing stuff, but unless you actually take action and hire a professional, the chances of you being successful in that type of strategy is pretty low. So I know there's a lot of stats there, and we don't want to fill your mind with all that information. But in general, what we can say is that very few people in Canada actually work with a financial planner. But a lot of people think that having a financial plan is important, and actually having a plan to save for retirement is important. So Brad, can you tell us what you recommend to those who wonder if they can do it themselves or if they really need a financial planner?
Thanks, Dave. Those were some good quotes. Yeah, so I'll start off with a quote here. It's a very good question. So this quote's by William Birnbach. And he said, never do anything yourself that you can hire someone else to do, especially if they can do it better. So I always tell people, if you get in a car accident, you go see a doctor. If you go through a divorce, you hire a lawyer. Well, hiring a financial planner is no different. It should be handled by professionals. Most Canadians have a general understanding of basic finance and planning, but just minor improvements by a CFP can make a big difference over 30 years, even to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So Brad, you've just highlighted a point where there can be a big significance in the value of an estate or the value of the financial planning outcome for a client by using a financial planner. Can you give me an example of a real life situation where you sat down with someone and showed them the value?
Yeah, Dave, actually this happened not too long ago and I see it quite often, but this specific example, it's a tough one to hear. There's a lot of misconceptions out there with Canadians. And this is why it's important to you make sure you meet with a financial planner and make sure you're getting appropriate advice. So I sat down with a prospect who was told RRSPs were a scam by his friend and that you only pay more tax when you retire by using an RRSP. So this is far from the truth. RRSPs are very beneficial for Canadians and they were set up by the government to help Canadians save for retirement, not to cause more tax. So this specific example is from a high income earner who would benefit the most from utilizing RRSPs. His friend forgot to mention the benefit of getting the tax deduction when contributing to an RRSP, and then would withdraw in retirement at a much lower tax rate and receive an overall benefit. The client also received tax-deferred compounded growth, making RRSPs even better for them. So this is just one example of why I need to speak with a CFP and get accurate advice relative to your situation. So your time is valuable, and we seem to have less of it every year. You shouldn't have to work your full-time job and then come home and work a second job trying to figure out your finances. You need to hire a professional you can give who can give you the best advice. Financial advice is particularly important in the 10 years before and after retirement. This is typically when we see the bulk of clients' wealth accumulate and transition into retirement income. So a lot of decisions need to be made to ensure you get this right. So Dave, another common thing I see as CFP are people who try to manage their retirement portfolios by themselves with no experience. Dave, can you tell us a little more about this?
Sure can, Brad. Quite often, the media leads you to believe that investing is an easy thing to do and you can do it without advice. And why would you pay a fee? Because the ads on TV tell you that they're very good at doing the math for you, saying, well, if you save a certain percent on fees, you're going to be this much wealthier in the future. Well, the reality is it's missing the point of the advice. Sure, you can invest cheaply on your own and make your own decisions around how you manage money, but there are lots of studies out there that show that individuals left to their own devices don't develop systems and processes to make proper decisions around managing their money. They typically react to the news of the day, they trade more frequently, and this often leads to significantly lower performance than a properly managed portfolio with a hired professional. So that's, that's one of the things we see. And an example could be sitting down with a client just before retirement and they've accumulated a significant amount of their company shares because they had a stock option program. And they kind of look at those shares through rose-colored glasses because they've been working for that company for years. They think the company is a pretty good company and they really value those shares. But in reality, the value of those shares significantly overweights their portfolio to a specific sector or a specific part of the market. And our job as advisors is to try and show them how we can build that money into their plan and de-risk their portfolio overall so that they have a better outcome in retirement.
Thanks, Dave. So it seems like the key takeaways from there are, risk management and diversification are very important to have for Canadians. So, make sure you talk to a CFP and ensure you have that in your portfolio. So Dave, can you also talk to us about how to manage risk with insurance with a certified financial planner?
Sure. Insurance is one of those areas that people really don't like talking about. Nobody likes to talk about the risk of getting sick, of dying, or becoming disabled. These are not fun dinner topics, typically. But as a financial planner, we recognize the value of transferring the risk of those events to an insurance company and doing so at a reasonable cost. And we take a look at all sides of the cash flow picture so we can determine, the appropriate amount of money that you need to set aside to transfer risk to an insurance company. It's not about liking insurance or not liking insurance. Of course, nobody wants to pay insurance premiums, but it's really about balancing out your need for protection against the risk of having that incident happen. So for example, you sit across the table from a young couple who just had their first baby and they sit down and they think they've got enough insurance coverage because they've got group insurance at work. That may be one times their salary. Well, their insurance risk at that stage of the game, because they've got another 21 to 23 years of raising that child together, if one of them was to pass away, the financial risk to the other person to raise that child on their own is significantly higher than they might realize. So we can do quick calculations for them and show them the appropriate amount of insurance and help them find the right product. Another situation is critical illness. You know, nobody expects to get sick, but the reality is people do. We all know people in our circles that have gotten sick. It could be cancer, stroke, or heart attack. These are really big life events. And oftentimes people recover from these things. You know, there's lots of people that recover from a heart attack. There's lots of people that get cancer and recover. But what happens is when that person's off sick, their spouse is likely also off work. And so now you've lost two incomes while they worry about recovering. And so instead of focusing on recovery, they worry about the financial impact of not working and having to draw down savings. So this is a real problem. And, you know, our job is to help to educate them about the products that are out there and find the ones that work for their situation.
Yeah, great points, Dave. You know, being a younger planner myself, I tend to sit in front of a lot of younger clients. And this is probably the most overlooked area I see in their financial planning is there's not an adequate enough of insurance in place, and it can have a devastating effect. So, you know, make sure you talk to a certified financial planner and go over the insurance coverage you have and if you need any additional coverage.
Another good point I wanted to make, Brad, on the insurance side of things was that it's important to make sure that insurance is looked at on a regular basis and reviewed. If you're buying insurance from somebody who simply sells insurance products, they're typically only compensated when that product is sold, and they may not have any reason to follow up with you in the future. When you work with a financial planner, we build that insurance program out and we continually review that on an annual basis. Therefore, as your life changes over time, for example, your debt goes down and your net wealth increases, we can review those insurance needs and make adjustments to those programs or recommend different products. So that's the other value of working with a financial planner, is having that ongoing advice on these areas.
Yeah, great point, Dave. So what about, do Canadians need an accountant to look after all their tax needs? Or do you think a certified financial planner can offer advice there? You know, take us over tax, Dave.
Sure, Brad. So, you know, of course, accountants are the tax professionals. They know the tax rules inside and out. And we think it's important for certain complex situations to have an accountant work side by side with you. But we quite often work with our clients' accountants to make sure that the tax planning that they're doing or the tax ideas they have fit with the other financial planning goals that the clients have. And in some situations, you know, we can build the tax planning into their financial plan and show them ways to minimize tax over time, because we have software that provides good tools for that. One of the biggest areas that we do tax planning is around that idea of, you know, when do I take my Canada Pension Plan? When do I take my old age security? When should I start withdrawing from my retirement income funds? You know, these are questions that retirees always have. They come up again and again in online chat boxes and that sort of thing, and we see clients asking us often about, you know, what's the timing of these different events. And a financial plan allows us to run different scenarios for clients so we can all see the impact of taking CPP at 60 versus 65 or 70 and pulling down money from RSPs early versus later, and run those different scenarios so they have a really good understanding. So, you know, while an accountant is the absolute authority on tax, we have the tools to run different scenarios and help clients maybe save some time around that planning. So I think that summarizes most of the things we wanted to teach you today on this podcast. Certainly open to questions. You can always drop us a line and we'd be happy to respond. But Brad, maybe you can just summarize all we've talked about with some top three takeaways from this podcast.
Yeah, of course, Dave. You know, before I give you the top three takeaways, you know, happy to do the first podcast here with Dave, especially on this topic. Dave and I are very passionate about the work we do here, certified financial planners. And we just want as many Canadians as possible to make sure they're, you know, if not Dave and I, they're meeting with a certified financial planner who can look at things holistically and give them good, sound advice. So the three takeaways from today, working with a certified financial planner is that you're going to have a holistic financial plan, and it's going to incorporate insurance, tax, and investments. Number two, you're going to understand what changes need to be made today to help reach your retirement goals and how small changes can have a significant impact over the long term. And the final takeaway from working with a financial planner is you're going to have peace of mind knowing you have a roadmap from a professional to help guide you through your financial decisions.
So, Brad, those are some great tips, and I think it's hopefully we've given our listeners some good things to think about, and certainly if you're working with a financial planner, this should reinforce the value of that, and if you're not working with one, maybe take some time and hop onto that FP Canada website and find a financial planner in your area.
You've reached the end of another episode of The Ride. Connect with us on our website, greenprivatewealth.com, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify for more financial insights. Until next time. Any viewer opinion expressed in this presentation are solely those of the representative and do not necessarily represent those of Harborfront Wealth Management, Inc. The information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable. However, accuracy is not guaranteed. The information transmitted is intended to provide general guidance on matters of interest for the personal use of the viewer, who accepts full responsibility for its use, and is not to be considered a definitive analysis of the law and factual situations of any individual or entity. Any asset classes featured in this presentation are for illustration purposes only and should not be viewed as a solicitation to buy or sell. Past performance does not necessarily predict future performance, and each asset class has its own risks. As such, this content should not be used as a substitute for consultation with professional tax, legal, or professional advisors. Prior to making any decision or taking any action, you should consult with a licensed professional advisor. Harborfront Wealth Management, Inc. is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and the Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization, formerly IROC.